We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, we'll bring in Ed Coleman, who is down inside the Mets clubhouse after the ball game here tonight. Did anyone in particular have any exception to Rhys Hoskins taking his time?
Not publicly, Wayne. We talked to Todd Frazier, and he kind of talked around it. He was asked, maybe four or five questions, probably the same question four or five different ways. Mm. But he really did not have anything concrete to say. He said, hey, listen, it's, he was more ticked off that they lost 6-0, and they lost the final game of the series and couldn't sweep. But, he said it's Hoskins, it's his turn to do whatever he wants if he hits one out of the park. So is it going to be filed away by a lot of people down there? I would think so.
2 months from today, these two teams will play again in Philadelphia, starting in a series on June 24th. So it'll be a while between before these two teams get to play another series against each other, but certainly some long memories, I would imagine. As for Frazier, he got hit by a pitch in the fourth inning from Vince Velasquez. Was there any question about it being retaliatory?
No, he didn't. I don't think he felt it that way. He said it might have been, but it's. I don't think he felt it. I didn't sense it that way either. Vargas hit Real Muto, I believe. I think. I don't know. It was interesting to me that that Rain was pitching in the ninth inning with Harper, Hoskins, and
Franco
and Franco coming up. That was interesting to me. And I guess in hindsight you could look at it. I'm not sure it would play it out this way because I think you rest Pete Alonso, give him an extra day with the day off tomorrow, but. If you think something's going to happen and Hoskins is the guy that was in the middle of it, do you hold Alonso out because of that? I don't know.
Well, Alonso did come in as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the eighth inning and struck out right in his only plate appearance tonight. We do have some sound from Rhys Hoskins after the game tonight.
Why is that? Because, people always talk about, how are teams going to retaliate when there's bad blood? And that's the ultimate best way to do it, right? I mean, with your bat, with what you do best. That's been really satisfying, I would think.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a retaliation. Yeah. I'm just trying to put a good at-bat together and move the line along just like we did the rest of the night.
Was the Trout a message about the pitcher last night?
I was just enjoying the moment.
Were you surprised that he was back out there to pitch there? Did you know what happened last night?
No. Again, there's being a lot made about this, but at the end of the day, you gotta go on and play the baseball game the way that you would normally play the baseball game.
Could you feel a little extra emotion in here tonight before this game because of the way the night before?
A little bit. I think it was good for us. A couple guys, I think, kind of, said the phrase, "Don't poke the sleeping bear," and seemed to be that the last couple innings was a pretty good indication that may have happened.
I think this is maybe 5.
So that was Rhys Hoskins after the game tonight. Yeah, we talked about it last night that maybe with those couple pitches that buzz Hoskins that it might have been something to get the Phillies' attention more than you may have wanted, considering how the Mets beat them up the first two games of this series. But it was the Phillies getting some retribution tonight, Rhys Hoskins style, in a 6-0 ball game here at Citi Field. Any reaction there, Ed?
Yeah, were they running the replay in slow motion? Or
no,
was that
the real thing.
That was slower than I remember.
34.23 seconds.
That was pretty slow, as a matter of fact. Enjoying the moment, as he put it. I guess he did. Well, listen, if you hit one out, as Frazier said, you get to do whatever you want. And Rame pretty much said the same thing as well, too. So we'll see in a couple of months whether anybody has long memories.
Was Jason Vargas satisfied with his performance tonight?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I thought it for him to be successful, the strike zone has to expand a little bit, and he has to expand it or hope that it's out there. And I thought he did a good job. He got some big strikeouts during the course of the game, soft contact. So I thought he did an excellent job. And I think he was pretty happy with the way things went. He threw a few more pitches. What do you have, 75 the last start and
85
or so. Yeah, okay. So it's getting up there, and hopefully he can build on that and go a little bit further.
All right, Ed. Enjoy the off day. We'll see you Friday.
You got it, Wayne, and enjoy yours, too.
Thank you very much. Phillies 6, Mets nothing. The final tonight.